You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the top news. The government will be able to mop up a maximum of Rs. 52,000 crore against spectrum worth Rs. 96,000 crore to be put up by auctions in June, earnest money deposits submitted by the three telecom operators show. Reliance Jio's deposit is higher at Rs. 3,000 crore. It is three times that of Bharti Airtel at Rs. 1,050 crore and 10 times higher than Vodafone Idea's Rs. 300 crore, taking the total up to 4,350 crore. EMD indicates that the bidding intensity of the operators concerned in the amount of spectrum they intend to acquire. Going by it, Jio has the option to spend up to 36,000 crore or 37.4% of the total value of the spectrum on sale. Meanwhile, Chris Gopalakrishnan, co-founder of Infosys and the president of Infosys Science Foundation, told the Financial Express in an interaction that predicting the recovery of discretionary spending in IT services is challenging due to the current global economic slowdown. He emphasized that IT services are closely tied to the global economy, making them susceptible to economic cycles, and further, the integration of generative AI is transforming service offerings, complicating recovery forecasts. He said, "When the global economy is going through a slowdown, the immediate reflection will be in the IT industry because that's a true reflection of the global economy, because the customers see a slowdown and hence the industry would see a slowdown." Over to the market, the centre has reduced the windfall tax levied in the form of special additional excise duty on domestically produced crude oil to Rs. 5,700 per tonne from Rs. 8,400 per tonne with effect from Thursday. As per a notification, the windfall tax, however, remains unchanged at nil for diesel and aviation fuel turbines. On May 1st, the government reduced the windfall tax to Rs. 8,400 a tonne from Rs. 9,600. Windfall tax is reviewed every fortnight based on oil prices and fuel margins in the international market. An increase in the windfall tax comes against the prospects of upstream oil companies such as Oil and Natural Gas Corp and Oil India. Moving on, the Reserve Bank of India will conduct a 14-day variable rate repo auction for a notified amount of Rs. 1.25 trillion on Friday. A repo rate auction is conducted by the central bank to inject liquidity into the banking system. The RBI, in a statement, said, "On a review of current and evolving liquidity conditions, it has been decided to conduct a variable repo rate auction on May 17th. The auction will be held between 10:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. and reversal of funds will take place on May 31st. The liquidity in the banking system is a deficit of around Rs. 1.2 trillion as per RBI's latest data. Next up, some news from the auto industry. Karthik Gupta, Chief Financial Officer of Ola Mobility, has quit the company just 7 months after joining the firm. An Ola spokesperson told FE that Gupta's move is part of an ongoing restructuring exercise underway at the company. This restructuring is aimed at productivity enhancement in the AI-led era that is redefining the cab-hailing industry globally, said the spokesperson. Gupta's exit also comes amid a series of high-level departures at the IPO-bound firm, including the resignation of Ola Cab CEO Hemant Bakshi just 4 months into his tenure. As part of the restructuring efforts, Ola has onboarded co-founder Bhavish Agarwal's brother Ankush Agarwal into the ride-hailing business as a member of the CXO team. Over to technology. The government is planning to block not just pesky calls but also unsolicited messages via SMS and social media platforms such as WhatsApp, hard selling any product or services. According to the new regulation in the works, a fresh algorithm is being run to check phone numbers and messages to see if any of these are being used for marketing purposes. As per the current norms, promotional messages need to be sent via headers and not numbers. Through the Do Not Disturb registry, consumers can block these. Lastly, stocks in focus today. These include Vodafone Idea, Vedanta, Biocon, Concor, JK Paper, Crompton Greaves and BB Fintech, among others. Vedanta announced its first interim dividend of Rs. 11 per share for the financial year 2025. The record date for this dividend payout has been set on May 25, 2024. Vodafone Idea, on the other hand, reported a net loss of Rs. 7,674.6 crore for the fourth quarter, compared to a net loss of 6,419 crore in the same quarter on the previous year. The company's revenues was Rs. 10,606.8 crore, up from Rs. 10,532 crore in the corresponding period of the preceding fiscal. Biocon reported 56.77% year-on-year decline in net profit, totaling 135.5 crore for the fourth quarter. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the latest happenings in business and finance stories.